We heard earlier this week, Senator, that the House passed another $500 million in aid for Western North Carolina. Are you confident this bill is going to get through the Senate?
Oh, gosh. I am confident that the Senate is going to pass a relief bill, whether it is this bill or a different version of this bill or a brand new bill that the Senate puts together. I couldn't tell you. But I do think we are, as a body, prepared to adopt additional relief in the range of $500 million. And I think the things that are in the House bill, the specific programs that are going to be funded, are the right programs to be funded for the most part. I think a Senate bill will look similar, if not the same.
To that end, what are some of the programs that you feel have to be funded in some type of aid package that comes out next?
Yeah. So the biggest piece that's in the House bill, and I would agree, is the most important. There's $140 million for housing, and that's really to jumpstart rebuilding housing that has been lost. We know that we are going to get, the state is going to get about $1.4 billion from the federal government, much of which, maybe most of which, is going to be used for rebuilding housing. But that money's not going to start flowing until later this year, much later this year. So the state putting $140 million on the table will allow us to get that process started. We also, another key factor in North Carolina is we have a lot of private roads and bridges that were washed out, more than FEMA officials have ever seen in any other part of the country. And again, there is some federal money for that, but this bill puts $100 million on the table to get those repairs going and advance that in a way that, frankly, the federal government is never going to fully fund that. So this is something that's really important for us.
I am curious on the timeline on when there could be some aid from the state legislature, knowing that the people, as you're very well aware, in Western North Carolina certainly need this funding probably yesterday more than they need it tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yes. We would like to have had it way back in November and December, which is what we were saying back then.
So what is the timeline for getting some of this aid out of the General Assembly?
I mean, you know, if we act, if the Senate acted with all due haste, we could pass this bill next week and the money could start flowing very soon after that, within you know, maybe 2 weeks after that. I don't know that that's going to happen. I've heard that Senate leadership wants to wait, which is a word that we have come to, that we have gotten used to, but we don't like, on to see what the federal government is going to do in their next funding package, which should come in the middle of March. So we appreciate the House acting so quickly, and we really hope that the Senate does too.
To that end, it seems like there is a bit of a balancing act here, waiting for those federal funds versus not wanting to get too far ahead from a state perspective. Is there a kind of a delicate chess game going on here about when to deploy some of these dollars from a state standpoint?
Well, yes, to some degree. But again, this is a $60 billion recovery. Mm-hmm. We have been granted $15 billion from the federal government. The state has put, with this bill, we would have put a little over $1 billion on the table. We're still nowhere near funding all of the recovery that is needed. So my view is, you know, we just need to spend. And some people might say, well, that's just irresponsible, but there is so much that needs to be done. And there's not going to be enough federal dollars to do everything that we need to do. So I am not worried about us, you know, spending state dollars on things that the Fed would actually fund, because it's not going to be enough.
Visiting with Buncombe County Senator Julie Mayfield. Senator, what just kind of is life like in your district right now as your constituents and you and so many others continue this cleanup and recovery process?
The biggest thing on a daily basis is still seeing all the debris. And I will say that local governments all around the region, in conjunction with the state, with the Army Corps of Engineers, with debris removal contractors, that is all, it's more and more of it is going away every day. And that's good, but it is still a consistent reminder of what we went through. there are still parts of town that you drive through that where you still see buildings, you know, collapsed and crushed, and there's still tractor trailers and cars and rivers. So it's just a constant visual reminder. But things are getting better every day. The other challenge that we continue to have is around housing. We simply don't have enough housing for people who are trying to transition out of hotel housing, temporary housing. We don't have a very flexible market. We don't have a lot of extra capacity to absorb all the people who lost their homes. So that's a challenge. And then I just read in the paper this morning that one of our beloved and longtime restaurants has also decided to close in the wake of Helene. And that's a headline that we see, sometimes multiple times a week, mm-hmm. that businesses are closing because they just can't make it.
Are there things that just our listener, the average citizen, can do that would really make an impact for those in Western North Carolina?
Yes, please come visit us. We need visitors. The city is open, hotels are open, and galleries are open, artists need your business. If you're buying gifts, please buy from Asheville businesses or Western North Carolina businesses, I should say. It's the whole region. But please come visit us. Please come visit us.
Buncombe County State Senator Julie Mayfield. Senator, always appreciate your time and your perspective, and I look forward to our next conversation, hopefully sometime very soon.
Thanks very much.